Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name is Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. And today is our Thursday episode where we go into our Instagram DMs and we source out your guys' questions so that we can answer it on the pod and give you guys our advice. So this one today is from Sarah. She says, "Hi, I'm 14 and my best friend has parents that are still together and I get so jealous. My parents are divorced, and whenever I go to her house and see them all together having family dinner, it makes me really upset. I feel like I'm missing out on something, and I'll never get to experience what it's like to have parents that are together. Any advice for me to get over this feeling?"
Oh my God, that is heartbreaking. Like, I actually want to cry. That's so sad.
Yeah.
I think when, I don't know, because I grew up with parents that were together, but I've always thought that it's always better to have two happy single parents rather than living in a home that is toxic and unhappy, and you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're young, it's very easy to look at other families and be jealous of that, but I think you've got to remember that, you know, your parents have broken up for a reason, and it's probably a lot better that you've got them living separately rather than together.
Mm.
What about you? Because you were brought up by a single mum.
Yeah.
Did you ever get jealous? Oh, well, I guess you were still young when I was single.
I didn't really get jealous over that type of thing, because not a lot of people did have parents that were together. I feel like that's really uncommon nowadays.
Mm.
And I feel like it's also important to make sure you don't jump to conclusions, because you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Like, the happiest families are also sometimes the most broken ones when you aren't there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very true.
So, yeah, I guess it's really hard to get over that feeling.
Yeah, I think you've just got to focus on the relationships itself. So instead of looking at the family as a whole, look at your relationship with your mum, look at your relationship with your dad, look at your relationship with, you know, your brother and your sister. And even though it's all separate, you know, focus on making those individual relationships as best as you can.
Yeah.
You know, spend that quality time. Be lucky, be grateful that you get to spend one-on-one time with your mum and one-on-one time with your dad, because sometimes when, you know, you are living as a family, it's hard to get that one-on-one attention with your parents, right? So kind of try and focus on what you do have, not what you don't have.
See, that's like one of the tattoos I got is "Love Yours," and I think it's really important, because I think about it all the time, is just to not compare your life to others, because at the end of the day, you know, your friend, you going over to her house and seeing her family together, you thinking about that all the time isn't going to change anything in your life. At the end of the day, you have to be grateful for the one that you have and the family that you have and the family that you have and the relationships that you have, and try not to compare it to others because, yeah, just one, you just don't know what's going on. And also, it's your life for a reason, you know.
Yeah. What's that quote? The comparison is the thief of joy. So when you're constantly comparing yourself to other people, whether it's like the family that you don't have, or they've got a better family than me, or they've got more money than me, or, you know, they live in a better house than me, or whatever it is, it's only going to make you feel like crap.
Yeah.
Whereas if you focus on what you do have, which is most likely an amazing mum and an amazing dad, but they live separately, yeah, you can feel happier about that. And yeah, you're not kind of like, oh, I wish my parents were together, because sometimes that isn't the best solution.
Because in reality, if they were together, it would probably, you might even be like, I wish they weren't.
Yes.
Because it might be a lot of stress.
A lot of fighting, a lot of screaming, a lot of, you know, horrible feelings that you would have to go through. So you don't know what could be if they were together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, final advice is totally understand where you're coming from, but try to focus on what you do have and be grateful for what you do have in your life instead of comparing yourself to other people.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Make sure you tune in next week on our Tuesday episode to see that one at 7 a.m. And we will talk to you guys next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.